listening to Revive in 5 with me, your host, Tracy Fixon. I help others revive their spirits, elevate their minds, and energize their bodies. Revive in 5 is your burst of truth to help you make small, simple changes. It's time to revive your life. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's Tracy. I hope you are doing well. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you have had some time to go back and listen to all of the previous episodes on how we are laying groundwork in our lives. So we have shifted from reviving our spirit to elevating our mind and our mindset. And the last episode, I shared with you my Looney Tune grocery store story about how I would feel so panicked and rushed at the grocery store and running errands with my kids. And when I stopped to peel the layers back, it was because I had this fear that I wasn't moving fast enough in my business. So if I was taking time to go do these other things in my life that needed attention, that I was failing somewhere else, which simply wasn't true. So that was my story, but today I want to shift and I want you to think about your story. So what is the one area in your life that you'd like to improve? Now I know if you're like me, you might have a list of 10 things that you want to improve. You want to eat better, you want a meal plan, you want to work out, drink more water, be a better wife, be a better, the list goes on and on and on. And I know that's tempting to want to just give your life a complete overhaul. But I really want you to resist that temptation. I want you to pick one thing, because when we can quiet our minds enough to focus on one thing and we get really good at improving at that one thing, it opens up the door to go to the next one and then master that next thing. We aren't going to be able to overhaul our life all in one setting. It takes time, especially because everything is rooted back to your mindset. You know, you can do any workout program or weight loss program in the world. I truly believe it'll work if you stick to it the way it's laid out for you. But if you aren't diving down to that root cause of why you're stress eating or why you're drinking too much alcohol or why you're not getting up to work out or, you know, whatever those reasons are, if we're not diving all the way down and fixing some of that root issue, those core things, those core habits that are almost subconscious at this point, then all of a sudden we'd follow a program and as soon as we step away for it for even a second, that self-control doesn't happen. We're not exercising that self-control because we haven't dug down to that root issue and fixed and nurtured that thing that's deep inside of us that needs our attention. So when we think of power, love, and self-control, and you're picking your one thing, I truly hope you take 5 minutes. You don't need an hour. This should take 5 minutes because we all know what we want to work on, right? So I'm sure you might even have a list. So if look at your list. What is one thing? If you only were allowed to improve one thing, what is your top burning thing right now? It's going to look different for everyone because maybe it's your emotions. You know, for me right now, I really want to overcome how I handle frustrations. Frustrations are a natural piece of life, but I don't want to always feel frustrated. I want to recognize frustration as an opportunity to grow. So maybe it's around emotions. Maybe it's around your body. Maybe you want to get up and work out. Maybe you want to meal plan and eat healthier. Or maybe it's just drinking enough water every day. Maybe it's cutting out alcohol. Maybe it's addictive behaviors, too much Facebook, too much social media, too much phone time. And maybe it's just any other habit. Are there just some habits that you wish you could break? What is that one thing for you? I truly believe that if we can peel back layers and find that one thing and that root issue that we want to work on, it can transform our lives in many, many areas. When we break down these habits and we apply power, love, and self-control. So that is your homework for today. I want you to take today and 5 minutes to figure out what is your one thing, what is your story, and the one thing that you can work on and apply power, love, and self-control to your life. I know you have one and you can do it. Hope to see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If this message impacted you, I'd love to hear from you. Like it, comment, or share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, post it to social media, and tag me at Tracy Fixin, or use the hashtag #reviveinfive. And remember, it's never too late to revive your life.